Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Merry Christmas Eve, or Merry Christmas Eve. Fantastic weekend coming up. I am absolutely excited. I love this time of year. I'm actually a little saddened that already tomorrow's Christmas, because I love the Christmas season so much. It just went by too fast, and it went by with so much drama. So, you know, hopefully those of you that are going to get to see your family and, you know, enjoy the holidays, I'm excited for you. I'm not excited for those of you that have to deal with flights. I'm also not excited with what's going on right now with my computer. I don't use Bing that much. I use Google, and it goes back and forth. So it looks like Google's having some issues right now. So I don't know if you've seen in the news, but over the past couple days, there have been hundreds of flights. I posted on my Facebook and Twitter the flight aware. Even though for those of you who are flying, you're going to get notifications from your airlines, you're not going to know what's happening with your family. And FlightAware allows you to look at all the cancellations. And globally, there are thousands. In the United States, I think there was about 500 to 700 yesterday. The numbers keep changing. And so, 750 flights were canceled yesterday, according to FlightAware. But not just in the United States alone. Delays into or out of the U.S. was about 5,700. Today, they've canceled 21,000 flights globally. Thus far, 527 flights canceled within the United States. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little bit less because a lot of people don't travel on actual Christmas Day. But Sunday, we're already starting to see cancellations. And I mean, Sunday is a few days away. So airlines have been explaining what some of the reasons are. Some, they're saying, well, it's Omicron. You know, people might be ill with Omicron. True. It could also be that there's these isolation rules where once you get Omicron, or once you get symptoms, you need to isolate for 10 days. We're going to talk about the changes that the CDC has made that currently only apply to healthcare workers, but it hopefully is a move for other industries as well. But this short staff crisis is something we don't talk about. We talk about the labor shortage. There's a labor shortage, and there's a lot of debate, you know, as to why we have this labor shortage. Is it because they're still making money off of unemployment? Is it because they're tired of toxic bosses, toxic workplaces? Is it that they're fine with making less money working at home? Or is it because they saved all the money on the eviction moratorium and all that they got some money to live on for another year or two before they have to go back to work? But the crisis nobody is talking about is us being short-staffed. And when we bring up crises, and I don't really like the term crises is who is suffering. So labor shortage, yeah, a labor shortage is a crisis, but being short-staffed, it has just a different ring to it. And when an airline is short-staffed, when a hospital is short-staffed, when a precinct, when a fire department is short-staffed, you know, a labor shortage, we don't have a shortage of labor. We have plenty of Americans who could work. We have immigrants coming that want to work. We don't have a labor shortage, but we have a short staff crisis, and we have a motivation crisis. And we have people that, I guess, are fearful of COVID. And so the short staff crisis, that encompasses much more than labor. It also encompasses a bunch of these rules that could be hurting airlines, hospitals. And that's why I commend the CDC to start, you know, easing up on some of these rules that have completely decimated these industries, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. But currently right now, because some of you are flying, we're hearing that thousands of Americans are going to be forced to spend Christmas alone because airlines are canceling flights, not even delaying, just canceling. In terms of delays, we're being told there's at least 1,100 delayed thus far. Short staffing, Omicron, United and Delta said they're working to contact passengers so they won't be stranded at airports. Because keep in mind, if you don't have a direct flight and there's a flight cancellation, that could be your connecting flight. So, you know, you might want to, you know, find a hotel room if you're going to be in Minnesota or Arkansas or Chicago, wherever your connecting hub is, Houston. But what's interesting, and we're going to talk about this too, is there is a mass acquisition of people sick leave right now. Many companies and many departments, their sick leave runs out January 1. And this is something I've spoken about with you guys. Well, if sick leave runs out January 1, and if you don't use it, you lose it, what the hell do you think people are going to do? They're going to use it, and they're going to think about it in December. And then now that we're in the last week, they're going to use it. And so we're hearing a lot of people are accessing their sick leave. This is why I've said shift the sick leave. Have new sick leave start October, November of every year. This way people have access to it for the flu, for colds. They don't, you know, feel forced to use it during Christmas week. But if you're about to lose free sick leave, again, I think one thing the American people have learned throughout this COVID is if you can get something for free, get it. So if you're going to have paid leave, how many times have people lost sick leave? I've lost sick leave. I wanted to donate sick leave, you know, to coworkers and things like that, because if I'm not using it, somebody might as well use it. But it's valuable. It's something you can barter. It's money in your hand, sick leave. So apparently people are using their sick leave if they can. And they're spending time with the family. So short staffing due to breakthrough infections. Now that's sometimes they're saying breakthrough infections, but it could also be mandates, things like that, have led United Airlines to cancel 176 flights today. Atlanta-based Delta canceled 147 flights today. Alaskan Airlines had to cancel 11. JetBlue, 71. So globally, they're now saying about 3,000 flights canceled for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So FlightAware, it's on my Twitter and Facebook if you need to access it. Have Plan B. You know, I never want to tell somebody to not see their family for Christmas. Christmas is one of the holiest days of the year. I get it. You need to be with your family. I'm not going to stop that. But am I traveling? No. Why aren't I traveling? Because I just don't trust our transportation system. I just don't trust that I'll be able to get to where I need to and get home. Be careful on the roads. A lot of snowstorms, a lot of weather we're going to be talking about. It's Christmas Eve, 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I saw Spider-Man when it just came out, and I've been kind of holding my tongue. You know, I haven't told anybody what I thought about it because I wanted a lot of you guys to be able to see it. So I do have a little review on it. But the reason why I bring it up is Spider-Man is just soaring at the box office. And in fact, it is doing so well that it is probably going to be one of the first movies to actually hit the $1 billion mark since 2019 and pre-pandemic. And all I could say is when I saw it, I was like, okay, finally, we aren't seeing the COVID tainting of these movies where the CGI is bad or the plot or it seemed forced or it seemed part was done pre-pandemic, part like Wonder Woman 2. Wonder Woman 2, I'm a big fan of Gal Gadot. I thought she did a great job, but you could see the first opening scene was fantastic and was probably done pre-pandemic. And then when you start to see some of the other parts, you were like, I don't know, there's a miss. just something just, it just didn't seem right. And we kept seeing this with movies throughout the pandemic. Even though I think 007, most of it was filmed before pandemic, 007 I thought was great, but I like the Spider-Man movie more. So just from an economic standpoint, I just want to say Sony, just, this is the latest movie in the Marvel franchise, already has crossed $1 billion at the global box office. The film has reached a milestone only after 12 days after it was released. Avengers Endgame and Avengers Infinity War reached that mark even less, but those were also fantastic movies. When you combine all the heroes in one, we knew the Infinity Wars and Endgame was going to be, they were going to be hits. But No Way Home with Tom Holland and Zendaya, it was very, very well done. It's the first film to reach $1 billion since Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. That was released in December 2019. So, does that mean people are going to start coming back to the movies? And again, I'll tell you what I think about the movie without giving you spoilers because I don't want to ruin it. And I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, though I can't read this one comment because there's a spoiler in that. Okay, I'll tell you what I thought. So you go to the movies. You know, Spider-Man is getting younger and younger. It's really hard when now the heroes are younger than you. You know, because I grew up with the Superman movies. You know, and I'm a little kid, and I'm watching Christopher Reeve. I'm like, oh, man, you know, look at that. And then, you know, the Batman movies, I'm always younger. And then all of a sudden, isn't the guy from Twilight now going to be the new Batman? So you're starting to go, wait a second, I'm actually older than these superheroes? Wait a second here. And then Captain America, I think I'm older than Captain America. And then you're like, okay, whoa. So here's Spider-Man, and he's a kid, and Tom Holland does a fantastic job. He's one of my favorite Spider-Men. I like all the Spider-Men, but I think he really was well cast. He's a fantastic actor. And he has this, my favorite type of hero is the one who's humble. Remember I told you guys one of my favorite heroes is John McClane from Die Hard, because he doesn't walk in there like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, or a Rambo and just kind of, you know, tear things up. He's kind of like, look, I'm at the wrong place at the wrong time. And so I don't like cockiness. And so even though sometimes the cockiness is funny and I'll enjoy a movie, but my favorite heroes are the ones going, look, this landed on me. I have a job to do. I'm going to do the best I can. And I can relate to that. I think a lot of us can, because we do heroic things. We don't feel like a hero. We're just doing what we can. God gave us some gifts. Like maybe luck gave us, you know, life blessed us with the ability to, you know, do certain things and have certain gifts. And so we help people. We make them happy. And it's just, I think Spider-Man really, really relates to us. But what I like about what they did with the Spider-Man, I'm not going to do spoilers, but what you saw in the previews is they bring back a lot of the ones from previous, you know, a lot of the other bad guys, right? Like you saw the Goblin and things like that. And so they do some unfinished work. I think they might have, you know, changed the story to make it look like they tied loose ends. But if there were loose ends, they tied it in together, which was kind of nice. And the action was great. Not too many boring scenes. And it actually, you know, even made me cry a little bit. You know, I haven't cried since I, you know, just got, you know, all my hormones all, and you know, tapped and, you know, left a toxic job. And I've just been like, I've rarely had to cry. And so it was kind of like it showed it was a good movie, and it drew you in. The problem I had with this movie that I'm having with a lot of movies is it is overwhelming in terms of, well, let's just hit you with everything. You know, I think the bar has kept moving up and up and up such that you can't just have a good guy and a bad guy. You have to have multiple bad guys. You have to have a lot of, you know, action sequences. You have to have fire and blowing up and all this, and you have to have a chase scene, and you have to have, and I think sadly these movies are at the point where, like we saw with Squid Game. Squid Game was a TV series, and the reason why it rose to popularity is because it hasn't been done. This may be Hunger Games-ish, but you're like, they just did that? It was something you never saw before. With Spider-Man, it's going to be something you saw before. All right, there's going to be some new little twists. nice plot twist, but, you know, so whoever's doing movies and planning the next movie, either you're going to have to do like the Kurt Warner story, you're going to have to bring back history to life and you know, take a fantastic story and, you know, and recreate it for the movie, or, you know, you're going to have to, you know, I guess take a well-done series and make it new, make it your own. So being that Spider-Man, you know, how many movies have been in the Spider-Man franchise or all these other franchises, you know, you'd think, okay, well, they couldn't do anything new with it, they did. But I love talking about the economy, and I love talking about the way consumer psychology. We've been away from the movie theater for years. In fact, the first movie I saw since the pandemic was the Aretha Franklin movie. Me and my mom went. And we weren't really nervous about COVID, but I was nervous for her because she was older. But I hadn't gone to the movies in a year or two. The Matrix. I should see The Matrix in the theater. I'm probably going to stream it because we spent all this money on the streams. You know, I love going to the movies. I love that whole, you know, that feeling. But, you know, unfortunately, if somebody's coughing on you, if it's, well, and here's the other thing. I went to the movie theater and there were nobody at the ticket counter because I had a question. I always have a question, right? Because I want to know if I get my points. It was Regal and I wanted to know, and I bought something online and I was like, I have my Regal card. Was I supposed to do it on an app? But I have no more memory on my phone, so I can't download another app. Anyway, nobody at the ticket counter. So I go to customer service. Nobody at customer service. I go to pee. The bathrooms, and not their fault, but the bathrooms were a mess. There was no bathroom attendant. So I'm noticing that these movie theaters are hopefully going to get back where they get staff. Again, the staff shortage, the labor shortage was very obvious at the movie theater. But if you, but the movie theaters were on the prep, that preface of either they were going to just die because people are going to stream and only the movie theaters that can make it long term are going to do it or going to make it, or they just have to wait out the pandemic. And you need a good movie that draws people in. I'm a huge 007 fan, so I went to the movies to see it. But a lot of young people, you know, 007 is more of a Gen X, baby boomer thing. Not a lot of the millennials and the Gen Zs have that love for James Bond. Spider-Man, they do. Remember, it's going to be the youth. It's going to be the millennials and the Gen Zs that keep these movie theaters in business. So you need to, one, right, you know, work with them on their childhood and make them, you know, want to go and see the movie. You're going to also want to, of course, make it a good movie because these, they have, I mean, look, I grew up in the Porky's days and things like that. So, I mean, any movie to me is good after seeing Porky's. But for these guys, I mean, they've seen all CGI. They've been, you know, they can tell if something's a good movie or a bad movie. But also, you need to be very careful with the politics. There's politics in all these movies now, and I think Spider-Man, even though they did, you know, they might have had a little bit of it, you didn't feel like you were sitting there just getting blasted with it. And I think Marvel is trying to do a good job with, you know, checking the boxes and not getting canceled, but then on the other end, showing their progressive, showing that, look, it's more about the movie and it's not about trying to make a political statement. And so, I don't know. I think it's great. I think it's definitely worth seeing. I think it's worth seeing in the theater, you know, as long as you don't, you know, are worried about COVID and you're worried about getting sick. But, you know, the next thing we have to figure out is how do we disengage from all the streaming services? But when you have Hulu and Apple Plus TV and Netflix and HBO Max and Disney Plus and all these, it's really hard to go and spend $60 at a movie theater. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
President Biden speaking on a call with the nation's governors. Biden saying the current situation isn't like March of 2020 when the pandemic began and the tools are in the hand to keep schools and businesses open. Americans trying to return home from the holiday weekend are finding themselves stuck at airports. One traveler at LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York, says she's tired and doesn't want to be at the airport for a long time.
I didn't want to get home. I want to sit in my bed.
There have been more than 800 flights canceled in the United States today, according to FlightAware.com. United and Delta Airlines have blamed the cancellations on a shortage of workers due to the spread of the Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News. Supply chain shortages continue to plague our country. This after in November, President Biden announced his plans to keep ports in Los Angeles and elsewhere operating 24 hours a day to ease the backlog. Goya CEO Robert Unanue joins Fox News to talk about what he's doing to help with the backlog.
We're investing $80 million in Texas, around the U.S., in Puerto Rico, to manufacture.
A woman in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, is charged with killing her boyfriend.
Police say a 32-year-old Missouri woman has admitted to killing her boyfriend on Christmas Eve with a sword, but they say Brittany Wilson explained she had to do it because she needed to set him free of the other entities living inside his body. They picked her up at her home in Cape Girardeau after she called 911 herself. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the emails I got this weekend was one of our listeners said that Joe Biden had repeated "Let's go Brandon" on air, and he's really out of it. And what did I think about that? So I saw the clip. Did you guys see this? This is something that actually I'm a little mixed on what happened here. I'm not a fan. I think it was wrong. So what happened was, I guess, Joe Biden. We're doing these live stream Christmas Eve calls with kids on what they want for Christmas. And again, I'm a huge fan of Christmas, okay? No politics. For me, no politics. In fact, you know, we went to friends' house, we didn't talk politics, just it's, you know, this is about, you know, religion and love and family. And so knowing that Biden and or President Joe Biden and Joe were going to be talking to kids about what they want from Santa and all that, okay, I thought it was was nice. I thought it was great. I mean, yes, I'd like our country back on track, but, you know, it's a nice thing. So apparently a father called, and Jared Schmeck, 35 years old, from Oregon, and apparently he was able to make the call, and Joe Biden was talking to his kids about what they wanted. I think one asked for a Nintendo and all that. And then I guess at the end, Jared said, let's go Brandon. And so Joe Biden repeated that, and he said, let's go Brandon, where are you in Oregon, and, you know, whatever. And it was one of those things where, you know, you guys understand what the let's go Brandon is, which, by the way, that's kind of interesting in terms of Brandon is now like, okay, now wait a second, I can't get a job here, or I can't get a sponsor, that's a problem. But basically when Brandon Brown was it, when he was he was being interviewed after a race, the crowd was chanting, which has been happening very often in sports arenas, blank Joe Biden with the F word. And when the newscaster heard it and was like, okay, you know, how do we undraw attention? He goes, you see what they're saying? They're saying, let's go Brandon. And you could see him almost laugh, but it was awkward for him, and he's trying to move forward. But let's go Brandon has now been this phrase that is a kind of a not even conservative. I think it's anybody who isn't happy with Joe Biden will say it because it's a clean way to say it. Apparently the next day or a couple days later, kids were telling the race car drivers, you know, start your engines, and then a kid on air goes, let's go Brandon. So apparently it's a kid-friendly and non-cuss word-friendly way for people to, I guess, insult Joe Biden. My problem with what happened with the Oregon man is even though President Biden repeated it, I don't know if the president repeated it so much because of dementia. There's many other issues that make me concerned about his cognitive abilities and that, but it's because it was really awkward and the kids are around. You know, and kids are watching, and this is something that I think, you know, even though I understand why people say it, I understand their frustration, I thought it was bad timing. If you wanted to be funny, I could understand somebody going, you know, okay, you know, what would you like for Christmas? You know, a new president, click. But after the president spent time with your kids, after you went through that and had the honor of speaking to a president, even if you don't agree with them, it's still an honor to be able to speak to the president of the United States. You know, to do that, I just thought it was poor. It was definitely poor form. And so apparently the Oregon man has gotten a lot of, you know, criticism. He said he was doing it as a joke. He even live streamed it. And now he's received threatening calls. He said, I understand there's a vulgar meaning to let's go Brandon, but I'm not that simple-minded no matter how I feel about him. He said, you know, he seems like he's a cordial guy. There's no animosity or anything like that. It was merely just an innocent jest to also express my God-given right to express my frustrations in a joking manner. I love him just like I love any other brother or sister. So what I think he was doing is I think he was trying to be funny. I think he was trying to stream. I was able to tell the president, let's go Brandon, and it just kind of didn't sit well with a lot of us because, you know, even if you agree with let's go Brandon or not, you know, the president talked to his kids. But what's interesting is the driver, Brandon Brown, says he had nothing to do with this let's go Brandon. He says he's getting canceled. He says he's getting extremely difficult to get a sponsorship. So after Kelly Stavast, NBC Sports reporter, even though she didn't confuse the NASCAR crowd, I think she did the best she can because you can't have cussing on the air. So she tried to cover it up with, you see, they're saying, let's go Brandon, rather than blank Joe Biden. Because he hasn't taken a stand, he's 28 years old, he's getting into some trouble. In terms of which he shouldn't be, this world's gone crazy. The pro racing driver has now spoken out about the effect the chant has had on his professional career, and now he has a hard time finding sponsors, saying he's viewed as a ticking time bomb despite never expressing any political views. Now, apparently, according to Daily Mail, he is Republican, but, I mean, he had nothing to do with that. He was just being interviewed, and it was just the crowd, and it was the newscaster. So, I mean, So he said it got extremely difficult for us. If you're a national corporation, that means you sell to all consumers. And unfortunately, when you get dragged into the political arena, people want you to take a side. I've never been put in a position where it's, okay, what side do you want, left or right? So it's hard for a brand to want to attach to somebody who might be kind of divisive in their consumer base. If I'm going to divide Coca-Cola, why would they want to talk to me? He said, so the short answer is it's been tough to connect with partnerships just because it's kind of viewed as a ticking time bomb. What is he doing to choose or say, and how would that affect our consumer base? He said, it's not too much of a risk. I understand on their side, but it's made it really hard to tie everything down. So really, really nice guy. I think, you know, he spoke as well as he could on the topic because of what's been going on. But, you know, this is where you can't be Republican and be, you know, I mean, is it being canceled because of what happened with that, or is he being canceled because he's a Republican? You know, we live in a democracy. We live in a republic where we should be able to be libertarian, Green Party, liberal, ultra-liberal, and it not affect our work. Now, is this our fault? Is it our fault because we allowed our politics to get into our work? That's going to be something we're going to be talking about next. But, you know, I think, you know, going back to Joe Biden, it's very interesting in terms of, you know, where he's going and in terms of his, shall we say, you know, future in politics in the Democratic Party. Apparently last week we were told that Fox News soared above CNN, even with the Democrat demographic. Data finds 29% of all liberals watch the news station. Keep in mind, whenever there's a president, the opposite party's network is going to do better because there's going to be a lot of people going, well, you know, we want to see more critical, you know, thinking of the president. You know, it doesn't make sense to go, oh yeah, our president's awesome. So, you know, MSNBC obviously is not going to be getting, you know, as many views as they did when Trump was obviously in power. But I think we do have a disconnect between how well our president is functioning and how well he's running things and what's happening. And so, you know, when you see, hear the Let's Go Brandon, or when you see the, you know, ratings for, shall we say, Fox News, or ratings for talk radio ratings have absolutely skyrocketed. I mean, I'm grateful to you guys, but, you know, I mean, you know, my show, people have come to my show to listen to what I say and not what Fauci says, or, you know, and so it's a very interesting time, and I don't think the majority of the country is very happy at all with where things are going. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, as we move forward, we're coming into 2022, and I'm very excited about it. Remember I told you guys 2021 is not going to be without its drama. I don't like saying I told you so, but last year we were kind of talking about, okay, let's get out of 2020, and I'm like, I think there's going to be a lot of drama. I think, and actually I think it was before the election even. I'm like, there's going to be drama. Not so much from the political side, but probably from the virus side, and probably from a whole bunch of it. So, you know, we knew 2021 was going to be a poop show also. But the one thing that is not going away that I think needs to be fixed immediately is people getting canceled for their political party affiliation. Remember I told you there's a website that just outs everybody. You put in their name and it brings up all the neighbors. So I'm nonpartisan when you pull me up. I don't know if I have it here. There's tons of websites. But then it brought up my neighbors. Because apparently the Secretary of State will put your address out there, and then once they know your address, when you register to vote, so you could see all my neighbors and all their addresses and all their political affiliations. So I went to my neighbors and I said, hey guys, look, if anybody Googles me, it pulls up, or if they Google you, it's going to pull up the whole neighborhood. So the whole neighborhood, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, it comes up. And so, I don't think anybody should feel like they have to hide their political party. I mean, I'm nonpartisan because I told you guys I vote for the person. And because I have so many conservative and moderate and more socially liberal sort of affinities that I'm kind of a mix. And so why register for just one party? Just I'm nonpartisan, and then I'll make my decision when I vote. But this outing is very cryptic. I think it's very evil. It's supposed to be very encroaching. So when we talked about Brandon Brown from Let's Go Brandon, you know, him being Republican, and now he's kind of feeling like he's getting canceled, even though the Let's Go Brandon happened, you know, completely independent of him. He was just in an interview before the sportscaster tried to cover up the Blake Joe Biden chant in the background. One thing I wanted to bring up is how this is all our fault. We let this happen, and we have an ability to fix it. So when I grew up, my father would always say, don't talk religion, don't talk politics. You never talk politics, never talk religion. It's stupid if you do. You're going to get somebody angry, everybody get mad. Don't talk about it. Don't go there. And so we didn't really talk about a lot of religion. We didn't talk about a lot of politics. I mean, I know people were a fan of, you know, Ronald Reagan, where I grew up, because I was in Arizona. And we know, you know, there was, you know, a little bit here and there, but it wasn't like we see now. Now people are very open. And I actually don't mind that. I love political discussions. I think it's fantastic. My conservative and liberal friends I have fantastic conversations with. I think that's great. I mean, you know, I think it's fantastic to have these discussions. But what's not fantastic is when people get fired. After the switch from the Trump administration to the Biden administration, there was a lot of people who changed their registration. And a lot of the news pundits said, you see, people are leaving the Republican Party because of Trump. No, they were leaving the Republican Party because people were getting outed and possibly losing their job. And now you have a NASCAR driver, Brandon Brown, who apparently is pretty gifted at what he does. I don't really follow a lot of racing. And he's having trouble getting sponsorships because of politics. Now, if work is apolitical, why does it matter what you believe in? Why does it matter if you're Jewish or Catholic or Mormon or black or white or Republican or Democrat? Why does it matter? I mean, I can understand somebody being able to speak multiple languages, so sometimes their ethnicity might be an asset in terms of, but an employer is supposed to be equal opportunity. They are not supposed to care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, female, male, transgender. If you could do a job, and you could do a job well, you get the job. But we've infused politics into our jobs. In Hollywood, I watch these shows. It's almost like it's a complete woke fest. And mind you, if that's how you feel, that's great, but why is it in my entertainment? Why am I trying to watch a show like either a murder mystery or a comedy? And like Will and Grace. I love Will and Grace. Will and Grace is one of my favorite shows of all time. Yet when they came back for a new series of it, they couldn't get through one show without ripping on politics. And so it's almost like the powers that be said, you know what? We are going to bring politics in. We are going to. Let's make politics a thing so that then, based on your political ideology, we could discriminate against you. Can we please get politics out of medicine? Can we get politics out of Hollywood? Can we get politics out of engineering? Out of business? But no, politics is. I mean, the Coca-Cola company, here they are in Georgia, and they have to now alter their business because there's a bill, you know, with the voting rights bill. And then boycotts happen, and people tell them to choose a side. Can't they just make Coca-Cola? Let Coca-Cola do what they do best. Make Coke. Let a doctor do what they do best. Treat you. But no, they drag these doctors in going, are you bringing up ivermectin? Are you telling them to wear their masks? Are you doing, I mean, everybody wants to draw people in politically. And when are we going to stand up and say, stop it? When are we going to say, leave us alone? We don't want politics in our cereal. I mean, there's politics in everything now. Now, I get that America has not been very inclusive of people, and that has to change in reverse. I think we have made some big, big errors throughout our history, as many countries have done. But when you try to compensate for that by saying, well, then this is why we get to now infuse politics into everything, you actually start to kind of make a mess of it. And I can't tell you how many shows they're like, why did they have to bring that up? And you know, it insults us as a woman, it insults us as, you know, like for example, yesterday, the Washington football team was getting completely, like, decimated by the Cowboys. The Cowboys were kicking the Washington football team's butt. And then, and you know, this isn't Al Michaels or Chris Collinsworth's fault. I think they're fantastic broadcasters. They're my favorite. I love them. But as Washington Redskins is really, really now struggling, and you know, they bring up the female, is she the offensive line coach? I'm not sure. I forget. And I apologize, I don't have her name in front of me. And it's like, that would have been great for that to be brought up before the game. You know, or as the game. But it got brought up because probably, you know, NBC's like, look, we want to show that we have female coaches now in the NFL. Woohoo, which is fantastic. But of all the times that had to be brought up, it was when it looked like Washington was getting, it just was a bad optic. And this wasn't Al Michaels or Chris Collinsworth's fault. But you're like, okay, guys, you know, Washington football team got killed. And that's right when you realize that they're, you know, I think their playoffs hopes are completely, you know, again, decimated as well. Now you're bringing up, oh, yeah, here's the female coach. So, I think we need to, as a country, say no more politics. No more trying to, you know, infuse these narratives, because you're actually hurting the cause, and now you're forcing people to be, you know, to pick a side, and pick a side they might not even want. Do you really want an undercover Democrat or an undercover Republican? You know, just get politics out of there so you can just hire people that do the right job. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.